Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. All right, Farrell. I wanted to hop back a couple nights to Wednesday night when Jay Wright stunningly announced his retirement as coach at Villanova. I almost fell over. Here's a guy, 60 years old, and a lot of guys go into their 70s now coaching like Krzyzewski. But Wright just coached his team to a fourth Final Four at the beginning of the month. And the guy has a top 20 team coming back. When doesn't he have a top 20 team coming back? And then he retires? You got to be kidding me. He's turning the reins over to ex-Villanova assistant and Fordham head coach Kyle Neptune, if you can believe it. Wright is walking away from a gig that has become so crazy, so insane, and painfully exhausting when you think about it, because it's a 365 per year job. I mean, you are busy every day of the year. There's no off season in college basketball. Coaches have to deal with everything. The NIL craze, name, image, likeness. So the players got their rights. They can make money now. Good for them. And then you got the transfer thing going on. Everybody should be entitled to play wherever they want. But the bottom line is now there's so many options for high school prospects that it's out of control. Sure, social media is a blast for everybody, but it's a pain in coach's ass. Can you even imagine trying to deal with all of that nonsense and then still recruit and coach and have a gigantic schedule from belly to belly? And then, obviously, Villanova was always an NCAA tournament team. So then you go into the, you know, Big East tournament and then the NCAA tournament. It just never ends. Are you really that surprised? Is it a coincidence that Roy Williams, Mike Krzyzewski, and Jay Wright all called it a day within 13 months of each other? Or that, you know, Mark Turgeon at Maryland, remember him, and then Chris Mack at Louisville. Now, a lot of people would say that Mack got fired, but the bottom line is they just quit in the middle of the season. Bottom line, NBA is so much different than college basketball. The college season is overwhelming, and there is no off season. There's no time to take a break. A lot of NBA guys know that there's an off season when they can basically chill and vacay with their family and do whatever they want. College coaches don't have that luxury. You got to wonder if a lot of coaches aren't going to start doing that. Like, you know, coach and make the biggest amount of money that they can in the most high-profile gigs when they're in their 40s and 50s. And then when they get to be 60, they start thinking about calling it a day because they've made so much money, more money than they'll ever need, and they can, you know, retire and be set for life and never have to work another day ever. I mean, think about Jay Wright in, you know, Philly. Is he like the greatest coach they ever had in that city? Even just at Villanova, you got Al Severn, Jack Kraft, Raleigh Massimino, Steve Lapis. All those guys did a great job, and Massimino won it all in 85. And you think about Philly in itself, there's tons of Hall of Famers, including Tom Gola, Chuck Daly, John Chaney. But, you know, Jay Wright has done better than all of them, and that's just the bottom line. Think about guys like John Thompson and Jim Boeheim, Massimino. They all are legends in the Big East with multiple Final Four appearances and a national championship to all of their names. But Jay Wright took all of them a step further. He did better than all of them, winning national titles twice. And then an Olympic gold medal just for good measure. Nothing like helping the Big East come back from the dead either. You go back a decade, and then in his first 5 years in, you know, the Big East as it is now, Villanova won two national championships, got three number one seeds for the NCAA tournament, and they went over five seasons without losing two games in a row. That's crazy. Think about his national championships. You got the 2017-18 national title run, and then you got the 2015-16 championship team. Chris Jenkins hit that three at the buzzer. No one will ever forget that. But remember 18? They go in there, and at the end of the day, they rock Michigan in the championship game by 17. They kick their ass in the tournament. They beat every team they played by double figures. The guy won two championships in 3 years. Think about all the players that played for him that became NBA stars. Kyle Lowry, a five-time All-Star, who's played more NBA games than anyone in Nova history. Sadiq Bey averaged 16-plus points per game with the Pistons this year. Jalen Brunson is a great player for the Mavericks. He's about to get a bag. He's doing it right now without Luka and showing up big time in playoff games for the Mavs. Mikal Bridges was NBA Defensive Player of the Year finalist with the Phoenix Suns. He can fill it up. Dante Cunningham, he made $20 million in the league. Josh Hart just signed a deal, 3 years, $37 million. Everybody that's been around Jay Wright ends up in the NBA and ends up rich. Think about this guy retiring at 60. He's 17 years younger than Jim Boeheim, 13 years younger than Leonard Hamilton at Florida State, 12 years younger than Jim Larrañaga at Miami. It does remind you of when Al McGuire retired in 76, but not before he won the national championship. You got to love Al McGuire. I mean, he's got to be the guy with the most juice in heaven with the big fella upstairs because everybody wants to have dinner with Al McGuire, even God. So who is Kyle Neptune? He was coaching at Fordham for the Rams in the Bronx, 37 years old. He's going to replace a Hall of Famer, just like Shire at Duke and Davis at North Carolina. It's going to be crazy to see somebody else coaching Nova. But he knows the culture there. He spent two seasons under Jay Wright as a video coordinator at the end of like 2008 to 2010. And then he went to work at Niagara for three seasons. Then he returned to Nova in 2013 as an assistant coach. He did it for 8 years, won two national titles, and he became like in that long list of right assistants to get head coaching gigs, and he got the gig at Fordham. The guy did a great job at Fordham. He went 16-16 and 8-10 in the A-10. But you got to note that Fordham had won just two games the season before and hadn't won eight A-10 games since 2015-16. Basically, they've always sucked, and he made them decent. Every time you played Fordham this year, you had your hands full, and that's massive improvement and progress. The guy Neptune can coach. Nova had five seniors on the Final Four team this year. Colin Gillespie, Jermaine Samuels, Caleb Daniels, Brandon Slater, and Demir Crosby Roundtree. Gillespie and Samuels are both out of eligibility in the NCAA. You know, you'll get Justin Moore back at some point. He tore his Achilles. They get Eric Dixon back. Nova's bringing in three freshmen led by five-star forward Cameron Whitmore and a really good top 100 point guard, Mark Armstrong, plus a four-star shooter guard named Brendan Housen going to Nova as well. I got to be honest, I had this really weird feeling when he retired, and it stunned everybody, and you're all shocked and wondering why. I thought to myself, literally, for almost 2 days, I wonder if Jay Wright is going to end up being the coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. I really do. I just cannot believe that this guy at 60, at the peak of his greatness, would walk away from the game he loves unless he was up to something. I just don't get it. What does he want to sit around and get fat and sit on the porch and yell at kids or go golfing with his wife? Tea parties and bridge? I mean, it makes no sense to me. Can you imagine how delicious a hire that would be to get Jay Wright in his fancy suits to coach the Los Angeles Lakers? I mean, it'd be like the second coming of Pat Riley. I'm serious. Remember, I had said on Coast to Coast several times that I think the guy I would hire is John Calipari at Kentucky to coach the Lakers. All these, you know, rehashed, recycled NBA crappy coaches that keep getting gigs, it's just so boring and stuffy and lame and pathetic, and it never works. They all get hired to get fired again. Why not go extreme and go after a Calipari? But I got to tell you, I would take Jay Wright even over Calipari. If I could get my hands on Jay Wright to coach the Lakers, I would do it today. I still want to give you the top 10 recruiting classes for college basketball heading into the offseason and next season. It's Duke number one, Arkansas two, Alabama three, UCLA four, Kansas five, the national champs, then 6 through 10, Kentucky six, Texas seven, Indiana up to eight, Ohio State nine, and USC 10. By the way, Villanova is ranked 22nd in recruiting classes for next season. The last team ranked was Baylor at 25. You gotta love Jay Wright and College Rack.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.